Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping. And once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night. Happy Thursday morning to you. I don't know where you live. I don't know what you're doing. You could be anywhere in the world. You could be in Europe right now. It could be early in the morning for you. I know this. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody listening. My friends in Hawaii, Alaska, here with me in Phoenix, Arizona. People in Miami, in New York, in Chicago. Just Wisconsin, Canada, Toronto, Edmonton. Just everywhere, okay? I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is in New York. And it's been a busy day. A busy night. Russell Westbrook has been traded to the Utah Jazz. He probably won't stick around. He'll probably cut him and he'll be a free agent. Probably the Clippers are a good idea. Mike Conley to Minnesota. D'Angelo Russell, he's back to the Lakers. So let's see how that trade works out. Let's get the response from LeBron whenever we get it, because it will come. And let's see what happens with Mr. Russell Westbrook. The future Hall of Famer, that, where can he play? If you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. That's fun. Go ahead and do it. We talked about my experience today at the Waste Management Pro-Am here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I never seen so many people hanging out on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm like, what are these people doing? They don't have jobs? They're eating fancy food and drinking beer and wine and having parties. People are trying to get picked up. Some people are trying to get picked. If you get my drift, a few people were trying to get picked up. But it was fun. Good for the people having fun. And then there's a million press conferences going on here in Phoenix. Right before the break, I shared with you one of the press conferences from Damaris Smith. He's like, listen, we don't need an NFL combine. It's an unfair process to our NFL prospects. They've been prospects since they were in college, since they were in high school. You've seen them play. You know who can drop a ball. You know who can catch one. Figure it out. But I'm sure we'll spend more time with this over the next several weeks and next several months as we get closer and closer to the NFL combine. I don't think it's going anywhere. Makes everybody too much money. Specifically, the entities that broadcast it and sponsor it. And then also, it's Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. It's what I do. And there's a good reason and there's a good explanation and a good topic for tonight, because we're going to take a look at the top six active athletes who cannot catch a break for various reasons. I'll walk you through this, and there's a reason that this list has been inspired. It's very simple. For various reasons, there are a lot of athletes who just can't catch a break. What about Russell Westbrook? I mean, would Russell Westbrook be eligible for this list. Here you have an individual, as I just mentioned, going into the Hall of Fame, but he can't catch a break. Is it his fault? Is it people around him? Let's see. For your benefit, you don't have to wait too much longer, because I'm going to get into the list right now. Let's play the funky music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's time for a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six active athletes in the world of sports who cannot catch a break for various reasons. Yeah, you need an example? I won't give you one. I'll just give you this number right out of the break. Go ahead.
Number six.
Imagine being a professional athlete in your prime. 28 years old. Imagine being a champion, an all-star, a rookie of the year, one of the best defenders. Just imagine being one of the best, potentially on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Imagine becoming a free agent. And everybody going, whoa, 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 whoa. You got a plate in your ankle? Imagine being Carlos Correa. I'm sorry, he couldn't catch a break this offseason, but it's a pretty hilarious process. The man signs a wait-and-see deal with Minnesota last year. He performs well. 291, 22 home runs on a mediocre Minnesota team. He then gets an offer from the Giants. 13 years, $350 million. Obnoxious as hell. The deal was ridiculous. The day of the press conference, the Giants said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. That man has a plate in his ankle from when he was in the minors. But we don't think it's going to age well. The New York Mets then say, we'll sign you to a 12-year, $315 million deal. And then the New York Mets go, whoa, 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 whoa. You got a plate in your ankle. And so Carlos Correa then has to go back to the Minnesota Twins, who then offer him a 6-year deal, $200 million. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand. There's a difference between $200 million, $350 million, and 13 years, six. Look, Carlos Correa is not going broke. But this entire offseason situation for a man who says, I've never even had to get treatment on my ankle since the surgery. This has been a hard knock life for Carlos Correa. And to go back to Minnesota and accept an offer less than what they initially gave him, which was $285. Here, take $200 and shut up. It's like you went back to the ex-girlfriend and said, please, baby, I tried with the Giants, I tried with the Mets. Please, baby, take me back. Carlos Correa was asked about having to go back to the Minnesota Twins, the third team. Listen.
What do you have to say to the fans who feel like this was not your first choice and this was the third pick for you?
Well, Minnesota was always in that small group of teams that I told Scott at the beginning of a free agency. You know, the whole free agency process is a very complicated process, as we know, and a lot of things happen along the way. But at the end of the day, all that matters is that I'm here. I'm going to represent this city. I'm going to represent this organization. I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to play hard every single day. I'm going to be out there in the community helping as much as I can. And all that matters is what I do from this moment forward for this organization. I'm really focused on that. I'm really focused on giving my all. Me and my family are going to be very dedicated to this city, and that's going to be for a long time. So we're very happy and excited.
Yeah, man, whatever. You didn't want to be there. You're only back there because they were the last team to give you some cash. Carlos Correa, this man couldn't catch a break this offseason. And it's because everybody thinks his ankle is eventually going to break. Carlos is number six. Who's at this number?
Number five.
Oh my God, this dude's path back has been nuts. Imagine just blowing up your leg 1 year and then blowing up your leg another year, and now you're 33 years old. Let me just get to it. It's Klay Thompson. This man is blowing out knees and Achilles in consecutive years. He's in his early 30s. He comes back and he plays like crap. And then you got guys like Charles Barkley, who basically said this at the beginning of this season. Listen.
There was a time when Klay Thompson was the best two-way guard in the NBA. And he's not the same guy. And that's because of injuries. Now, is he done? No, I don't think he's done. I think he's slowing down and is catching up with. That's why he's frustrated.
Yeah, the man tore his ACL and then he tore his Achilles. He's been gone for 2 years. It feels like longer than that. He's been rusty. But Klay Thompson's numbers they're pretty similar to where his career numbers have been forever. He's rounding into shape. He's dropping 40 points like it's nothing. He's averaging 21 on 40% from downtown. This is Klay Thompson-esque. He seems to be quote-unquote back. And he just turned 33, like today. Happy birthday to Klay Thompson. At the beginning of the season, when he was just rounding into form, he did not appreciate Barkley making those comments. Listen.
You know, it hurts when you know, someone like Charles Barkley with the platform he has says you're not the same player prior to the injuries you have. It's like, no duh, man. Consecutive years, tore my ACL, my Achilles in consecutive years and still help a team win a championship. I mean, it hurt hearing that because it's like, man, I put in so much freaking effort to get back to this point. Like, it's hard to even put into words what I had to do to be the player I am today. And it's like, I played 57 games in 3 years. Like, give me some freaking time to get that back and just hear someone say, oh, he's not the same prior to the injuries. Like, duh. Like, who goes through something like that and comes back? I don't know. It just hurt my heart hearing that.
No. Klay Thompson, last month, averaged 27 points per game. 27 points per game. At the beginning of the season, he was averaging 12. He has increased his scoring average just about every single month. He's only played 3 games. We just got to February. He's dropping 24 points a game. He just scored 42 in the last one. I think it's safe to say that Klay Thompson is feeling good, and he's back. This man couldn't catch a break, but now he's breaking ass. Let's move on to the next number.
Number four.
Speaking of breaking ass, this guy literally catches a break every year. And now he's a free agent, and he's going to go to a new team, and he's going to get hurt there as well. His name is Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't need an explanation. Okay, Kyle Shanahan just told everybody last week, is it really over for Jimmy G? Kyle Shanahan's like, yeah, it's over here for Jimmy G. After this man, Jimmy Garoppolo, broke his foot, even Tom Brady, he was talking to Jim Gray. Jim Gray asked him about Jimmy Garoppolo on their Let's Go podcast. Let's listen to a little bit of foreshadowing here with Tom Brady. Tom Brady talked about how, yeah, the NFL is tough, and some guys are just always busted up. Listen.
Jimmy G, boy, that was quite upsetting to see.
Yeah.
the broken foot. He struggled so hard to get back. The team had kind of moved on with Trey Lance, and he comes in and does well. They big season in front of them. He's doing great, possibly, playoff run, and who knows what can happen. And then this.
Yeah, just really tough injury. And the injuries are playing a role. I saw Lamar Jackson got hurt yesterday. Jimmy's out for the year. Lamar injured his knee. You saw Trevor Lawrence got rolled up on pretty good. Matt Stafford is out for, you know, the year basically. So this is attrition, man. It's a hard sport. It's a really hard sport. It's a sprint when you're at the game, and it's obviously a marathon of a season. And it's just keeping up that ability to be available for your team is a real challenge. And this is where football gets really tough.
We should have known Tom Brady was quitting, man. This man, he was doing podcasts on Monday nights with Jim Gray, talking about how the NFL is dangerous and dudes are getting torn to pieces. We should have saw the signs. And Jimmy Garoppolo coming to a city near you to not play. Top six active athletes who cannot catch a break. Whoa. What's the next number?
Number three.
This is another dude. Just over the years, he has started to, dare I say, break down? This man was supposed to be one of the greatest baseball players. He was supposed to be the LeBron James. Well, that's Bryce Harper. But this guy was supposed to break every record and go down as the greatest ball player ever. But now he can't stay on the field. And then even when he's on the field, his team can't win. His team doesn't go to the playoffs. His owner sucks. His owner says, I'm going to sell the team. And then he says, no, I want to stick around. It's Mike Trout. He's going to be 32 years old in August. 32. We just found out this past season, where he only played 119 games, that Mike Trout is suffering from a spinal condition. He talked about it and had to let everybody know, whoa, guys, wait a second. I'm not retiring. I'm not going anywhere. This is just something that I have to manage my entire career. And it's like, okay, Mike Trout, but are we supposed to believe that you're going to be fine this whole way? Before the 2019 season, this man signed a 12-year, $426 million deal. You going to be good when you almost 40, bro? At the rate you're going, in 2018, he plays 140 games. 2019, he plays 134. 2020, we know, is crap. 2021, he played 36 games. 2022, with this spinal thing, he only played 119. Mike Trout is just, this is a sad situation. He's making all this money. Angels haven't been to the playoffs since 2009. Artie Moreno, he throws money at bums outside of him and Otani. The pitching has just been terrible. And now he's sticking around? He doesn't want to sell the team? Since he purchased it after the World Series, the Angels have been nothing. And Mike Trout, is he going to win more MVPs? Is he going to play the outfield? Is he going to be able to move around? I see more of Mike Trout cheering for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sure you'll see him on Super Bowl Sunday. I see him more at NFL games with the Eagles than I do on the field for the Angels. Mike Trout can't catch a break. His bank is getting all the money, though. Top six active athletes who can't catch a break. People don't give them a break. What's the next number?
Number two.
This is nuts. Somebody called last night, a couple of nights ago. It seems like somebody calls every night and says, JR, we've never seen a running quarterback win a Super Bowl. My research from the past 30 years has shown me that a running quarterback has never won the Super Bowl. I'm like, well, damn, bro, times have changed. Where you been? Have you been watching? Have you been paying attention? This man cannot catch a break. He's actually playing in the Super Bowl this Sunday. His name is Jalen Hurts. The man has improved as a passer. He is a dual threat with his legs. You have certain individuals who only want to give him credit for his offensive line and the new weapons that Roseman has been able to bring in over the past few seasons, whether traded with Brown, whether drafted with Smith. And Jalen Hurts, they don't give him a break. They don't want to give him his credit where it's due. And it's sad. Even here in the Super Bowl, what will people say on Monday morning, Sunday night, if Jalen Hurts is a champion? We still going to have people calling up and saying, oh, you running quarterback will never win. That'll die down quick, won't it? Matter of fact, Jalen Hurts understands that there are people out there who don't believe in him and his talent. That this is like a fluke. He sat down with Matt Hasselbeck on ESPN, and he was asked that same question. People who don't give him credit for being able to throw the football. Listen.
You and Patrick Mahomes, number one and number two, highest QBR as a pocket passer. Why do you think people sleep on you as a pocket passer?
I think beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I play the game in a very unique way. Me personally, being able to be consistent in the run game, be consistent in the passing game, and mentally know what my plan is and knowing what I want to do based off of my preparation. And I think that's the beautiful part about all of this is everybody has an opinion about something, but everybody in their opinions don't deposit at the bank.
Wow. Everybody and their opinions don't deposit at the bank. Man, he's backed everything up. He has proven himself over the past several years, all the way from Alabama up until now. And Jalen Hurts has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Maybe those opinions, they may not cash at the bank, but he's going to cash out at the bank, and he might cash out as a Super Bowl champion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the top six active athletes who cannot catch a break. There's always something. There's always an issue. Maybe they don't get the credit. Maybe they're hurt. It's like there always has to be something wrong. I'm going to give you number one on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I was going to say, appreciate you taking my call, and love the show, and always respect your opinion.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm bringing you a new top six list. We're taking a look at athletes right now, active athletes who can't catch a break. There's always something wrong. There's always an issue. There's always something to pick apart. There's just always something. Here, I'm about to reveal to you number one on the list. Let me give you a quick recap. And if you missed the list last segment, if you missed the full explanations, if you want to hear the audio, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But right now at number six, I gave you Carlos Correa. He couldn't catch a break this offseason. He still got paid, but not what he thought he was going to get from the Twins, the Giants, the Mets. And then he had to go back to the Twins, who said, we ain't giving you what we originally planned, $285. Here's $200. He had to go crawling back to get a contract, to get a deal, because nobody trusted in his ankle. He couldn't catch a break to save his life this offseason. At number five is Klay Thompson. Tearing his Achilles, and before that, his ACL. Charles Barkley pretty much said, he's on the downside. And Klay Thompson's like, damn, bro, can I get healthy? Klay Thompson has been lighting it up over the past month, averaging about 27 points per game, more than 40% from downtown. At number four, athlete who can't catch a break, Jimmy Garoppolo. Self-explanatory, he's just broken. At number three, I gave you Mike Trout. Mike Trout is making a boatload of money, $426 million. He hasn't really been healthy over the past several seasons. Now he has a back issue. He is better off being a super fan for the Eagles than playing center field for the Angels. He can't catch a break. At number two, I gave you someone who Mike Trout will be rooting for in the Super Bowl, and that's Jalen Hurts. The man is one victory away from being a Super Bowl champ. He's climbed up from being a transfer to being benched in college. He's had to prove himself in the NFL. He's one victory away from the Super Bowl. And there's still some folks who won't give him credit for his style of play. And so, when you think about athletes who can't catch a break, can't catch recognition, I can't even speak, it boils down to this. And this is a prime example, because we had someone call earlier in the show and give a great example. What's the last number?
Number one.
At number one, top six active athletes who cannot catch a break. Yeah, you know it. It's the man who now has more points than anybody in NBA history, 38,390. It's LeBron James. You want to know why he can't catch a break? Here, take a listen to one of our callers from last hour.
I just wanted to call in and let you know I'm just tired of all these arrogant athletes like Kyrie and Rodgers and LeBron, and all of them are making me sick, especially LeBron, because the man has literally insulted two women in my life who I love the most, my mom and my aunt. He has the arrogance to start this school where he thinks he's an educator. Well, my mom has worked as a public educator for over 30 years in a public school, and he starts up this charter school that thinking he can do a better job than people. My aunt, her name is Karen. She's one of the nicest ladies in the world, and that fool has the nerve to discriminate against people based on a name. I mean, a man who claims to be against discrimination and has all these causes, he comes out and calls a woman a courtside Karen. Well, he ain't thinking about all the people named Karen, and that's why I want to say LeBron is going to be associated with an arrogant pseudo-intellectual with a lot of money.
I wish I remembered that guy's name. I don't remember his name. It's not important. Let's just call that guy Jackass. I think that's fitting. There are people who feel this way about LeBron James. For what? What do you do to anybody? Tell me what he's done besides, China. He said this to China. He's a hypocrite. Oh, my God. He did the decision. Oh, terrible. Like, but I never heard that one before. He built a school for kids? Well, let's find everybody all over the world who decided to build a school and not have an educational background but have the money to finance one. Let's call them jackasses and jerks, too. Oh, my God, he called a lady courtside Karen. Oh, my God, the world is ending. What about average Joe? Oh, Joe, all the Joes in the world are in such a terrible place because they're all average. All the Debbies are down. LeBron James, man, no, he's not perfect, but I mean, damn, what he's done in his life is exemplary. Everything that he's done has been in public eye from a professional perspective, a personal perspective. And if you look at the big picture, it's absolutely amazing. But some people couldn't follow directions or look at a map or figure out where to go if you put it right in front of their face. Some people can't look at the big picture. From where he's been, from what he's accomplished, and this is bigger than basketball. This is not about no dumbass goat conversation. You look at the totality of his life and public view and where he's come from, absolutely amazing. And he'll never be able to catch a break because people will always find the one issue that they take offense to and won't be able to look at the greater part of the story. LeBron can't catch a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And you know what? If speaking of the GOAT conversation, and maybe if you want to call him arrogant for what he said last night. Don't call him arrogant for building a damn school. This is LeBron last night asked about his standing in the basketball world. Listen to the question. Listen to his answer.
LeBron, everyone talks about who the GOAT is. How would you describe the GOAT, and where would you put yourself in that conversation?
I don't know, man. You know, for me, You know, I think it's great barbershop talk. It's going to happen forever and ever. You know, if I was the GM or whatever the case may be of a franchise that was starting up and I had the number one pick, I'd take me. But that's just me because I believe in myself. I know what I bring to the table. You know, a guy that's been able to transform his game over the course of 20 years to be able to play any position in this league and excel at any position. You know, I can play 1 through 5. You know, I've led the league in assists. You know, I've been able to do whatever this game has wanted me to do and also just transform my game as well.
Yeah. If you want to, I don't think he's being arrogant. He's being honest. And why wouldn't he call himself the best? Why wouldn't he select himself? Why wouldn't he have confidence there? Ain't no problem with that. But if you want to call him arrogant for that, that makes a whole lot of sense. Not because the man built a school. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Tell me, who is an active athlete who can't catch a break? They're always doing something wrong. Something goes wrong for them. People are on their damn back. There's always an issue. Who can't catch a break? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you? You know, what I wanted to say was that I love your top six list. Those things are awesome. I don't call into radio stations, but this is the second time you've made me call in because I just love your list so much. It's fun to listen to.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I just gave you a new top six list. Every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, it's what I do. And tonight we took a look at some of the athletes who cannot catch a break. It doesn't matter what they do, something goes wrong. They're always at fault. There's always an issue. They can't catch a break. That's just how I can describe it. And so at number six, I gave you Carlos Correa. At number five, I gave you Klay Thompson. Coming off of injury, he couldn't even catch a break. And number four, I gave you Jimmy Garoppolo. Always broken. At number three, I gave you Mike Trout. He's making a lot of money, but his career trajectory isn't what everybody expected it to be. With his back almost in shambles, he says he'll be okay. And number two, it's the man who will be playing in the Super Bowl representing the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Jalen Hurts. This man gets crapped on. He can't throw the football. He can't throw the football. And at number one, you want to talk about an active athlete who can't catch a break? This guy could find a cure for modern diseases and people will still find an issue with him. It's LeBron James. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Name an athlete who cannot catch a break. Let's go ahead and talk to Wade from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, JR. Well, you know, I got it. When it comes to that question, I got to go with my guy, Matt Ryan. I mean, you're looking at a guy that was on some really good Falcon teams, Tony Gonzalez, Roddy White, Michael Turner. I mean, they had some good squads, you know, back in the day. And whether it was a 17-0 lead in the NFC Championship against the 49ers, or there was a time in 2018 where Matt, he threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns, no picks against the Bengals, lost the game. And then I think the week before he threw for 5 touchdowns against the Saints and they lost the game. And then, you know, you got all that, and then the whole Super Bowl, which he had a top five passer rating of all time in that game, and they still managed to lose only quarterback to lose in the top 10 for passer rating in Super Bowl history. And now he's going to the Colts that, you know, it's supposed to be a perfect ending for Matt. Great offensive line, good running game, good receivers. And we saw how that turned out. So I hate it for my guy Matt, but I still think his legacy cemented as really great quarterback. It's just unfortunate they never came out on the top.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wade, for calling from Atlanta. Great call. Yet Matt Ryan is underappreciated in Atlanta. He hung on too long, or I should say the team hung on to him for too long, trying to squeeze whatever they could out of him when he should have been gone. But he is the greatest and most accomplished quarterback in Falcons history. He'll be appreciated more when he's out the door. But right now, people are just looking for the next guy. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Name an athlete who cannot catch a break. John is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, thanks a lot for taking the call. I wanted to mention a baseball player. He did win something in Houston, a center fielder, signed a big contract here. First two seasons, due to injuries to him, his finger, and he ran into one of his players the next year trying to catch a ball. And
well, this is to save people. This is George Springer, correct?
George Springer, yeah.
Yes.
He was
Thank
with
you.
Houston, so he came over here, signed a contract, you know, in hundreds of millions, right? To be the center fielder because he's, you know, got a golden glove or whatever. And 2 years in a row, we miss out by one game, you know, to the wild card, you know?
Yeah. Well, good luck. Good luck into the future. I don't know as he continues to age if things are going to be better. He's going to be, or he should be.
Well, they put him in right field now. He's not going to be sent. They've signed some other, you know, award-winning center fielder.
By the time they, aren't they building a new stadium up there? Am I wrong?
Okay, no, it's the old stadium with renovations.
Oh, they're, are they still going to be running around on that carpet?
Yeah, that's what I think. A lot of players don't like the carpet, and I wouldn't myself like the carpet. You know,
well, expect George Springer to be broken more throughout the seasons, and if they're going to be running around on a carpet covering concrete. That sucks. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. An athlete who cannot catch a break. Ryan is calling from Boise, Idaho. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how you doing?
I'm amazing, Ryan. What's on your mind? Give me that athlete.
That's awesome. Well, the athlete I would say is Kyrie Irving. But before I get to him, can I say I got an issue with LeBron being up there?
Before you do that, go ahead and tell me why you believe Kyrie Irving can't catch a break.
Well, so Kyrie Irving can't catch a break because, one, I think just the media hype around him has been exorbitant for a bit now. You go back to the flat earth thing and how that ever even came to life is – kind of beyond me. I mean, it was secretly recorded on a bus ride or a plane flight on a conversation between teammates.
No, that was a public conversation where he was speaking to the media.
I think it got brought up by the media, but I think it was initially just recorded.
No,
bus ride.
He verbally said that to the media, but continue.
Right, okay. And then you got the COVID stuff that kind of, you know, played out, and we all saw how that went, you know, in a place in New York where they had to actually go back and pay the people that were laid off.
Help me out here, Ryan. Why do you feel Kyrie has not caught a break? You're saying that it has been just the media outrage, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. The coverage of it, right?
I think it's the coverage, and I think it's out of the people that should know about him as an athlete and as a person. I mean, Kyrie's a sensitive guy, right? I mean, that's what it all boils down to.
Wait. This is, but I'm trying to understand very simply here, because I think the opposite. You feel that there is outrage surrounding Kyrie, yes or no?
I think undue attention.
I didn't ask you that. Who you said that you feel that there is extra media attention surrounding Kyrie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
My point to you is, it's created by himself. He's doing it. So if I'm thinking about individuals who quote unquote can't catch a break, yeah, you can put Kyrie on there, but it's him. If I go out into the middle of the street with a gasoline tank and a match and I stand there with it and I just light the tank on fire, I can't be mad when I get burned.
I think it's more of a making a mountain out of molehills type of thing. And
no, if there was, if there, well, Ryan,
people know he's a sensitive guy.
No, it has nothing to do with sensitive. He's not a stupid man. When you have as many instances as he has over the past 6 years, whether it's matters of basketball or whether it's personal matters, it's not just about COVID. It delves into him disappearing. It delves into comments on Flat Earth. It delves into him changing his mind about where he wants to play. It delves into him making commitments and then breaking them. It delves into him not being professional. I can go on and on. Should I?
Well, when you talk about the breaking commitments and changing where he plays, you go back to the Celtics. That was not a good fit from day one.
That's not the point. Most people know, and this is Kyrie's. Listen to this man. Go back and listen to what he said a few days ago. He says, "I myself have been defensive. I myself have made mistakes." This is the point. He has opened up his mouth about many issues many times, and almost every time where something has been controversial, he said sorry for it. I don't know if I'd put Kyrie Irving into the get off my back. You can't start a fire and get mad when you get burned. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. Athletes who can't catch a break.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever!
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever!
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever!
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022 and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.